Tonight is on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. Jim, of course, will be back on Monday, well-rested, filled with ideas, and ready to go. He's been off for a few weeks, and he will be back. It is my pleasure, though, at this point, to bring in a podcaster. So every week, we have a look at a really interesting podcast and something that might be just a little bit off the beaten path for some of you, but stick around. This is going to be great. John Bleasdale is the host of Writers on Film, which is something that is right up my alley, as I've been a film critic for 25 years, written about movies for 25 years, and I've written a couple of books about movies, so I'm happy to welcome John to the radio show. John, how are you?
Hi, Richard. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, well, thanks for doing this. Now, tell me a little bit about how your podcast, Writers on Film, came into focus for you.
Well, I think like a lot of people, I was knocking about during lockdown. There were no films to review. I'm a film critic like yourself. There weren't any films out there, and I've always been a huge fan of film books. It's I had a friend once who did psychology at Liverpool University, and he told me that there are certain things that go together very well, and they, like, so for instance, beer and chocolate, if you take the two together, it's sort of you get an a much bigger pleasure hit,
right?
And I find books and films are that for me. I read books about films. Films lead me into reading books, literature, or whatever. So during lockdown, without anything to actually review, I decided, well, I had a few friends who had written books, and I wanted to talk to them in a way which was a little bit more in depth. Mm-hmm. And so I started to record the conversations, and I initially thought it was going to be like a 5 or 6 week series, right? Maybe, but I think we're on our 86th episode now, 87th episode, and so it's had longer legs than I initially imagined, and it doesn't look like it's stopping. There's just absolute wealth of brilliant books out there, brilliant writers writing about fascinating movies.
Mm-hmm. And so some of the films that you have here, I'm just looking through the list here. You've got Tom Schoen Talks Blockbusters. So he's the author of Blockbuster, which is a fantastic book about, well, just as it sounds, big time movies. You've got, you talk about movies like Chinatown here. There's lots and lots of stuff that's really eye level, movies that people would love to know a little bit more about. And they are discussed in a way that is both in depth and I'm just trying to find the exact words to say this. Like, there is a film critic's eye on all of these in most of these books that I've seen, because I've read a lot of these books. But also they have a nice blend of background information, which is the stuff that really draws me in. I want to know what was happening while they shot the bathtub scene, the shower scene in Psycho. I want to know what was going on behind the scenes, and you'll find that in these books, and I find that sort of thing endlessly fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I'm interested in is, first of all, how people get into this career of writing, mm-hmm. writing about film. And so there's a part of the podcast where we're talking about that, and part of every conversation where we talk about somebody's approach, somebody, and everybody comes by a different route. Mm-hmm. Nobody comes by the same route. But the other thing is, just simply because a writer has written a book on a subject, I'm talking to a person who's literally written the book on the subject. So if I talk to Sam Watson about Chinatown, yeah, he's spent 5 years researching the book. So he knows far more than anybody. He's the world expert on Chinatown. And in a sense, it's a sort of no-brainer. Why would you not talk to a writer who spent significant amount of time researching a subject and have an, give them an hour to talk about their, talk to Glenn Frankel about Midnight Cowboy, mm-hmm. for instance, which is an amazing book, or talk to Mark Harris about the life of Mike Nichols, who wrote a superb biography on the subject. Tom Schoen, that you mentioned, was my very first guest. Yeah. And I've had him on a couple of times because he's written about Christopher Nolan as well. I mean, in fact, I'm definitely going to ask Tom to come back when Oppenheimer is out, mm-hmm. because I'd love to hear his perspective on Oppenheimer.
And why do you think people love to read about movies? I've just said what I liked about it. I spent 2.5 years writing a book on a Ken Russell film called The Devils, and it took 2.5 years.
Oh, brilliant film.
Yeah, it's a brilliant film. A lot of people haven't seen it because it was not widely released. It was censored very heavily. One person who was a film critic in the early 1970s, when that film was in distribution, the very short distribution it got in North America, said that every city that it went to, it was slightly shorter because every city had a censor board that would clip out a scene or two, or, you know, 20 frames here. So by the time it got to the end of its run, the movie might be 20 minutes or half an hour shorter than it was when it began its run. And but I spent that time tracking down those people because I really wanted to tell the story of this movie that a lot of people haven't seen. That's not always the case here. A lot of these films that you interview the authors of who have written books about them, they're well-known films. But why is it? Why is it that you think that people love to read about film?
I think there's lots of different reasons because all of these books have very different approaches. I think recent examples like The Long Goodbye or Glenn Frankel's book, sorry, The Big Goodbye, Sam Watson's right. book, or Glenn Frankel's book about the Searchers and Midnight Cowboy, is they tend to also be books which place films very much in the context of yep. the history and when they were made, and what was happening in society when this was going on. What made Midnight Cowboy, for instance, such an interesting and shocking film? You watch it today and it stands up. It's absolutely relevant today, contemporary. Moment that we're living in terms of sexuality and everything. But also listening to what you just said about The Devils and Ken Russell, I'm a huge Ken Russell fan, but you have written a book on it. So I want to talk to you on my podcast about that, about that film, because you're bound to know far more than I know. And hopefully, I my listeners are just extremely curious and they're interested in movies. And so even if they don't end up necessarily reading every book, but every because there's mm-hmm. 80 odd episodes, so I'll read every book, but they don't necessarily have to. But even if they don't, they will get the benefit. They will get the sort of York Notes right. version of the book, hopefully. And yeah, I'm fascinated in the behind the scenes. I'm fascinated in the analysis. I'm fascinated with the history, with the biography of the people involved. And I'm always interested in just hearing different perspectives.
What have you learned about watching movies from reading all of these books?
That's a really good question. I think one thing is that that no subject is... I've become less of a snob, I think. If somebody writes a book about, I don't know, the British actress Diana Dawes, as right. one of my guests have, I'm not a huge fan of Diana Dawes. I wouldn't necessarily consider Diana Dawes to be. And then you read this book and you think, oh my God, yeah, I've really got to look into it. I've got to write write down a watch list and put myself to it because this is a significant figure. Or the other week we had someone talking about hag horror, which was a genre I'd never even really considered. You know, whatever happened to Baby Jane inspired a whole slew of sort of old lady horror. So it's that idea that I attend a lot of film festivals, and one thing I've noticed is when you're in a film festival, you're with this really incredibly educated cinephiles and film mm-hmm. critics, and everybody has got a different favorite movie, every movie is somebody's favorite movie. You know, it doesn't matter how bad or how weird or how far out, somebody will love that movie, and it's
John, I just have to interrupt you there. We'll come back on the other side of the break. I'm in conversation with John Bleasdale, host of Writers on Film podcast. Stay with me. Lots more to come.
News Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight. He'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, that's for the next hour and a half or so. And tomorrow night, I'm in the big chair. And I'm speaking today with John Bleasdale. He's the host of Writers on Film podcast. It's a fascinating podcast that you can find at shows.acast.com, Writers on Film. Google it, you'll find it. It is a podcast that looks at books that are written about movies. So if you're a fan of in-depth analysis, if you're a fan of behind-the-scenes stories and that kind of thing, and hearing them entertainingly told by the people, the authors who have researched them, check out the podcast. It's called Writers on Film. And John, welcome back for the next segment.
Thank you, Richard.
How do you choose the books?
Well, several ways. If I just come across them sometimes on social media. It's always books that I'm interested in. Sometimes people will send me books or will reach out to me. Increasingly, that's the case. And I try to be very open to suggestions. In fact, I kind of really like it when someone suggests a book or a topic which is outside of my comfort zone or my wheelhouse, because it's a real opportunity to learn stuff. And then obviously there's somebody's written a book about the making of Highlander. I really want to read that. I just want to read it, you know, as a punter. I just want to read that and enjoy it, you know. So it's a variety of ways, but it hasn't dried up. I really was expecting this to be a short run series, but there seems to be a renaissance in film books at the moment.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. What is the state of film writing? I know that in the dailies, in the newspapers, there's less and less film criticism. There are fewer people going to the movies. So theoretically, does that mean that there's fewer people interested in the movies, or does that just mean that COVID changed everything and we're still reading about movies and we still need lots more movie books?
Yeah, I think COVID has definitely had a huge impact on the industry, and that's going to take decades to properly unravel. And you know, the streaming, I don't think streaming has settled down yet. I think we're going to see big changes in the streamers from Netflix on. I don't think they've made any money yet. So at some point, there's going to be a reckoning, I think. But to tell you the truth, I mean, films have never been as available as they are today. And going back, you know, you can watch Buster Keaton on YouTube. I used to have to go to the library to get video cassettes out. Right. That's how old I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that availability, just that, you know, if I'm reading Quentin Tarantino's Cinema Speculation at the moment, and just the fact that we have a major film director who's writing a book shows, I think, the level of interest that people have, that's an endeavor that he thinks is worthy of his time, and is absolutely people are going out and buying copies of that book. So I think there is a real hunger for this kind of in-depth knowledge. I think there is a real audience and readership, and in a way, I think film culture and criticism is probably as healthy as it's ever been. I just think it's not necessarily in the same formats or forums that it used to be, which, I mean, it used to be, as you say, newspapers, and I still write for newspapers, and I want newspapers to continue to publish film, in-depth film writing. Yeah. But it's also in, you know, podcasts, dare I say, radio shows.
And online. Well, what I always say about this, I've done this for about 25 years here in Canada, and there have never been more film critics than there are right now. And there's never been more people not making a living being a film critic as there is right now. And so it's the internet has democratized everything. You can, if you've got an opinion, get it up there. I love it. But you get your opinion up there, start a blog, do whatever it might be. But I'm not sure that for a lot of people, it's going to be a money source that it was for you or for me or for, you know, the people that came before us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a definite stake in that argument because I do make my living substantially from film writing. I think you've got to be careful with your enthusiasms, because I think enthusiasm can get you so far. I'm very enthusiastic about film and books, but if I'm putting work into it, and if other people are putting work into it, then they need to get paid.
Yeah.
So if you're writing for an outlet which is charging and making money in some way from advertising revenue, then you need to get paid. Yeah. And no matter how enthusiastic you are about something, don't ever do it for free. That's my I think that idea of sort of selling out or commercialism being some sort of tawdry enterprise goes back to the days of the aristocrats, where everybody was independently wealthy.
That's right. And
if we want art to be democratic, which I definitely agree with you on that, then the way to make it democratic is to pay people to talk about it and think about it and do it. And that way you can do it from no matter what your, you know, social standing otherwise is, or economic background is.
Are there any books or any films rather that you wish that there was a book about that you haven't seen? Do you have a favorite that you'd love to have a deep dive into?
Well, funnily enough, that's when I ask writers, how did you get the idea for the book? Mm. They often tell me that it's about a gap in the bookshelf. Look at their bookshelf and they say, why has nobody written a really good book about Michael Cimino, for instance? And that will lead them to write the book about Michael Cimino or about, the cinematic Sean Connery, A.G. Black recently wrote about. I think the gap that I would choose is, well, I'm currently writing a book about Terrence Malick, the American filmmaker of Thin Red Line, Days of Heaven, Badlands, more recently A Hidden Life. And the reason I started writing that was very similarly. I thought, I'm very interested in biography, and he is someone that is very mysterious and has a very legendary status, but not much is known about him. And what is known is very much like stories and legends, and a lot of it with a whiff of not being entirely truthful.
Correct.
So that's what I wanted. I wanted to read that book, and so as no one had written it yet, I thought, well, I think I'll write that.
When I wrote the book on the Devils, I had written a few other books on film and music and things, pop culture stuff. And then I hosted an event with Ken Russell here in Toronto, and we got a hold of an old scratchy print of the Devils, and we screened it at this beautiful old theater downtown. And Ken and I went out and had dinner beforehand, and I didn't know whether anyone was going to come or not. We get to the theater, and the place is packed to the gills, and there are people out front milling around. There were probably 1,100 people there. We did the interview, we watched the movie, and I thought to myself, if I write a book about this movie and everyone who was in that theater that night bought a copy, that's enough for me. And so that's where my idea to write a book about the Devils came from. So I get what you're saying. Find a niche. Find a hole on the bookshelf and fill it, which is what I did. John, thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. And Richard, I'll I'll invite you on the podcast because I'd love to read your book on the devils and talk to you about it in greater depth.
All right. We can connect through producer Zach over there. John Bleasdale is the host of Writers on Film podcast. Find it online. If you love film, if you love books, this is the place for you. Writers on Film, it's called. Stay with me. I'm Richard Krause in for Jim Richards. When we come back, you can ask an astrologer. Absolutely anything. It's going to be a fascinating segment. Stay with me.